Tanya.
Yeah.
You know how we get to announce gigs?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to announce a gig that you and I and EP Nikki can walk to.
All right.
Are you excited?
I am. Go ahead.
The Wicco. We all know the Wicco, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the Wicco.
Hotel. We can all walk there from our places. On the 28th of June, the Soul Movers Band will be there. You know who's in the Soul Movers Band?
I certainly do.
How exciting. We're going to see Murray. And yes, yes, I'm sure at the end he'll throw in a Wiggle song for you all.
Hello, Murray.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
It's an absolute given. Do they yell it out, Murray?
Oh, you get a little bit of it. But, yeah, no, most people accept that I've moved on and the song, this is my new thing.
That moment when Murray went, all right, I'll take the skivvy off. Okay.
But it's kind of funny, though, cause sometimes you'll, right at the end of the night, someone will say, are you the guys from the Wiggles? Like, it's taken them that long.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's great.
Well,
though,
you know what? Yeah, yeah. Here's a little insert for you, Murray. You know that our EP, Nikki, just phoned you up to get you on the show. Yeah. She actually put on hold, you on hold, and then started tearing up because you're part of her childhood.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And don't worry, we'll be bringing her along on June.
Yeah, yeah, she can come see you live.
No question at all. That's good to see, like, with the band and everything. So it's just something you wanted to do. You love your music, obviously, and you just wanted to get into something and get back to that touring with, well, dare I call it adult music.
Mm. Yeah, it's yeah, I mean, I've always been a big music fan. You know, all through the Wiggles, I've kind of known for playing the guitar, and also, you know, I used to get mentioned in reviews of bands because I, you know, I'd go and see a lot of bands. So, I've always loved to play music, and I was never going to really retire when I finished up with the Wiggles. It was, I was always going to get out there on stage and play. But you know, the sort of touring that Soul Movers do is a fair bit different to what the Wiggles do. The Wiggles like tour, you know, constantly, and we just do weekends, really.
Well, a true muso.
And you're right. I mean, we've always known you as the guitarist, and Splendor was amazing when you were up. Who was the band you were with in Splendor?
Yeah, it was DZ Death Ray.
That's right. Yeah.
I was in their video, and so that they grabbed me along to do Splendor as well, and that was a real that was amazing because I'd never been to Splendor, and so my first introduction to it was I walked out on stage and played on the main stage.
Oh, incredible!
It was pretty cool.
A lot of people might know too. You've got quite an amazing collection of guitars, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I have probably about between about 40 and 50 guitars, mostly like vintage electric guitars from sort of the 50s and 60s. And that's a big thing that for me too. I'm a bit of a guitar nut.
Well, Murray, one of the other things, apart from talking about the fact that you're coming to town with a Soul Movers band, we were surprised, and a lot of people might not know this because we certainly didn't, the whole idea and reason for the Wiggles finger gesture, like shaking hands, I don't even know what to call it, but, you know, when everyone goes Wiggles and you do the handshake in front, that actually came about, and now bear in mind, this is 1991 when the guys all first got together, for a child's safety issue, if you like. Can you explain to people why?
It's been sort of slightly misreported. It was actually something we saw on these guys' 10-pin bowling, and it was like a celebration thing they did when they got a strike. They did the sort of pointy finger thing that the Wiggles do, and we just started doing it on stage for fun. But it occurred to us, because three of us are early childhood teachers, that it would be good to have something to do with your hands in photos, just as a sort of child protection thing, and just to make sure that you know, your hands were always visible in photos and things like that. So, you know, because we come from that background, that early childhood teaching background, and we're males in that field, it really is an issue, and so we were just really conscious of it. So it's, you know, it started off really as a fun thing, but then it occurred to us that it had a more serious use as well.
You've watched, as a classic example, as Tanya just mentioned, from the 90s to now, how do I put it? You've grown through, you know, the differences in how children should be sung to, spoken to, talked about, all the subject matters and all that sort of thing, particularly with your teacher background. It's really interesting, isn't it? Have we become overprotective to a degree?
No, I don't think so. I think, especially coming from that early childhood education background, if you're putting your children into childcare or somewhere like that, you know, you need to know that their children are being protected. Sometimes we do, as parents, they talk about helicopter parents. Mm. I think sometimes as parents we do sort of overprotect our children. They need, because they do need to explore for themselves, and you know they don't need the parents always looking over their shoulders. But you know, there's you've got to balance that with safety, I think.
Mm. All right. Well, look, Murray, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. You and your band, the Soul Movers, as Steve said, the Wickham Park Hotel, June 28, and then at the Junkyard, Maitland. It's Sunday, June 30.
And that's my birthday, so come along.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
A little tip, too, from the word I've got, and as you said, you know, you want to get there and be part of the Soul Movers band, probably don't take the big red car to unload all the equipment.
No. I probably won't do that.
Little tip, mate. It gives you away. Yeah. When you're at the front of the pub and you're loading in the big red car.
Well, it's funny. People often ask if I wear red very much, and not so much these days.
Do you wear skivvies at all?
Occasionally, I do, actually. It's my kind of 60s look, you know.
Are they all black?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
He was on the head.
Yeah. Good to chat, Murray. You take care.
Thanks, guys.
There's Murray Bye. Cook. He'll always be our wiggle.
That voice.
Oh,
yeah,
his
straight
voice.
Away, it's Murray. Oh. Wonder what he thinks of Simon, the new red wiggle. Wonder if he likes him.
Probably about the same as I do, mate. The old Wiggles.
You like the original Wiggles, don't you?
You know what's really weird about watching the Wiggles now? Is when it cuts away to Anthony, it's like, what's Bob doing there?
Bob.
Pop.
Oh, Pop. Oh, what's
Daniel and Steve.
Well, he owns it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going anywhere.